There's a bit of a revolution going on in this country. It's called the Great Divorce Revolution.
And with folks stuck at home during quarantine and COVID, it's gotten a lot worse. And this is Chick to Chick. Flora, I don't know if you recall way back at the beginning of quarantine, the beginning of COVID, a lot of people were joking. They were saying there's either going to be in 9 months a lot of babies or a lot of divorces. And I kind of think we're going to have a lot of both.
Yeah, sounds like we are. Even pre-COVID, there was a revolution going on in this country. It's called the Gray Divorce Revolution. Women who are 50-something, they are divorcing in record numbers. It might be their midlife crisis. They also might be getting to that point where, you know, they're like, I spent my whole life taking care of my kids. The kids are out of the house. I took care of my spouse. You know what? I'm just done with it. And it's time now that I want to take care of me. And they are divorcing in record numbers.
Yeah, exactly. And although this is not a topic that we love talking about, we also know that it's really important to put good info out there. One of the things we found out when we were talking about this was that you really need to have a good exit plan, a good strategy for when you are planning to leave.
You touched on something, Carrie. You know, we are not advocating divorce. We are both pro-family. But ladies, if you feel like this is what you need to do for you, we had a great conversation. This was pre-COVID with an attorney. She specializes in family law, and she has come up with an exit plan for women who are part of this gray divorce revolution. And really, this exit plan can really apply to anybody who feels like they want and they are ready for a divorce. Our guest today is Elizabeth Stevenson. She's an attorney with New Direction Family Law. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. First off, talk about the gray revolution. Who's coming into you? What are they saying to you? Who are these clients?
Generally, it's just what you just talked about. It says baby boomers that have really supported the family, supported their husband to get through retirement, have a nice life. And that's what they thought they were going to have. And then all of a sudden it's either the husband or one spouse is going, the kids are out, I'm ready to go. And then you're sort of left and you don't know what to do. So they come to us for advice about how to make this work in the best way it can.
Now, you've talked about and you've put together, you say that women in this space, they should put together an exit plan before they actually leave and before they actually ask for a divorce. A lot of women in this space, these baby boomers, maybe they haven't worked or they left their careers to raise the kids. Maybe they haven't had control of the finances. And you've suggested a six-step exit plan. And the first step, you say, always seek an attorney who practices family law. And why is it important to see an attorney who actually practices family law?
Because every area of the law is different. And so people come to me a lot of times and they've already separated or they've signed an agreement and they want me to clean it up and fix it. And I can't do that. So education is power. So come and know what your rights and options are. And that's the best starting point to know what kind of plan you need to do.
Well, the next one you say would be aware of finances, which I feel like so many are not. What advice do you have there?
I do. And even if you've been a two-income family, there's always generally one spouse that does the finances. So go snooping around, see what you can find, make copies of documents, put them back so that nobody knows you've been looking at them. If you can get online and download as far back as you can go, because when somebody says I'm moving and I'm leaving, a lot of times money starts disappearing. But if I can trace it and find it, I can find it, but I got to have some documentation about it.
And I actually had a friend who was in that space. She said to her husband, I want a divorce. And within 48 hours, he wiped out the bank accounts, cut off her credit. And she was left like, now what am I supposed to do? Yeah, how can I go off and be independent? He cut off all sources of income, all financial. She had nothing. So,
right.
And I guess
and
this happens.
It would take you a couple of months to get to court to have any funds. And so you're sort of stuck, you know, and he's in control. And now you've got to do what he says.
Yeah. So you need to know where the money is and be aware of that.
Yeah.
The next thing you talk about is take an inventory of personal items in your home. Why do you need to do that?
Well, because when you divide property, you got to think about what's in your house. Are there artwork? Is there collectibles, antiques, you know, silver, gifts from parents, sentimental things like little things your kids made you. take them. You can go get a storage room, you know, and get the originals and start taking a little bit by little bit out if you want to. Make copies of your birth certificate, your kids' birth certificates, you know, social security cards, anything that's important to you, make sure you get it or make a copy of.
Should you make a list of what you have? Can you actually take pictures of those items?
I tell people to go through the house with a video camera and take it. So if you leave and the other party says, oh, she trashed the house, she took this, she took that, you've got a video that shows that's not true.
Yeah, so you actually have the evidence.
Yeah, well, then the other thing would be so many have a combined joints accounts, whether it's credit cards, banks, all of that stuff. So you say create your own financial identity, right?
Correct, because a lot of people don't, people who come to me don't have credit identity. So they can't rent an apartment. They can't open a credit card. They can't get utilities. So if you can squirrel away, if you can take $100 out every week, you know, $1,000 a month, just sort of start squirreling away and piling it up, that's part of your plan. Because then you've got money to get out and live for a couple of months and you're not dependent on the other party.
So you do, you have that financial independence to do that. And, you know, how long beforehand, before you actually say to your spouse, I want a divorce, you know, when should you be planning this exit plan? 6 months before, a year before? How long does it take?
I'm not sure a year before, but at least 3 or 6 months before, especially if you're trying to amass amount of money. You know, hiring an attorney is an expensive proposition, unfortunately, but that's just the way of the world. And so you want to come in with equal footing. And so it depends on how much money you think you're going to need. Do your budget. If you're going to rent an apartment, go talk to the apartment manager. Find out what your budget's going to be for the month. And then that'll tell you how much you need and how many months you can survive.
That brings us to your fifth tip, your number five in your exit plan. If you do decide to move out, make a budget of future income and future expenses. Let's talk about that.
Correct, because you may be the one that leaves and not stay in the marital residence. So you're going to have to figure out what's my rent. What are my utilities? How much does it cost me to get my hair done, spend on my nails, that sort of thing? And so people may think they spend $5,000 a month, but in reality, it's about $8,000. And so you got to think about that. Wow. And you may have to pay those expenses until you can get a court order or an agreement for the other party to pay those.
Yeah. And I think when you're in an emotional state, you're not thinking about all of those things. So putting it down and thinking about it when you're not so amped up and hyped up is probably such a great idea, you know, because divorce is tough. And this is your last one that you talk about as well as you have talked about before. Yeah. And I have friends either going through it or been there and you say therapy really helps.
It does. I mean, our philosophy is we bring you from victim to victorious and from bitter to better.
Love that.
So if you're not in a place where you can help me advocate for you and go through the system or go through that mediation, then I can't get you what's in your best interest. So I need that person to be healthy, looking toward the future and taking care of those issues. And I'm not the counselor. I'm your attorney. I'm there to fight and advocate for you. So you need to surround yourself with a financial advisor, a therapist, all those folks that can help you put those pieces into place.
That is so smart. I mean, I didn't even think about that until you were just talking about that, that if you're not in a great headspace, you know, to be able, you can't think straight. You're emotionally driven, you're exhausted. I mean, that is incredibly valuable information because it's going to help you focus on what you really need to do to get to where you want to be.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So those were the six tips in this exit plan that you advocate. And, I think that a lot of people who go through this don't realize this is not a quick process. This is going to be a long, drawn out process. And it's not going to be over in 6 months. It could take a year. It could take years. How long does the average divorce take to get through all of this?
Here's what I tell my clients is that I can't tell you that. It depends on how cooperative or uncooperative the other party is, because you can't control what they do. You can only control what you do. So it could be quick. It could not be quick. It could take a year. It could take a couple of years. And then you get things settled and then something blows up and you're back to see me in 3 years because we need to modify or change something. So think of it this way. Divorce is like death, and you're going to go through those seven stages and you're going to go forward. And you're going to go backwards, and you may not, but I can tell you, I've been practicing over 20 years, and there has never been one client that came to me that was not in a better place when they got through the process. Mm-hmm. But you need support, and you need help, and you need information, and you need education to do that.
Yeah, and we have said that many times. Divorce is like death. It is mentally and emotionally exhausting. If you had one piece of advice
for a woman who is in that gray revolution category of people who of women who are seeking divorces, what is that one piece of advice you would give them?
Know what your rights and options are. Do it before you even step out the door. If you're just thinking about getting separated or it's just in the back of your mind, go find out. Literally, education is power. If you want to take your power back, then you need to be educated to do that. And maybe you've been a stay-at-home wife and you've never had that power. This empowers you. You got to focus on yourself to get what you want and stop taking care of everyone else.
Great. Elizabeth, thank you so much. This was wonderful. Thank you so much. Information is power. Information is power. Yeah. Ladies, if you feel like you're in that space, if you feel like you're just done with it, you're just done. You're tired of taking care of everyone else and you want to take care of yourself and you feel like that divorce is your only option, Information is power. Do your homework first before you decide to leave the marriage.
You know, it's just so tough. I have friends that have either just gone through or in the middle of going through very muddy waters. Yeah. I mean, they're struggling and they're still taking care of their children. They're trying to take care of themselves. It's painful for me to watch my friends go through all of this. And I don't know what advice to impart. I'm not there. I just don't understand. And I'm really grateful, you know, that we can bring people the information that they need to be able to make really good decisions, really educational decisions on such a hard topic.
You know, and I have been very transparent. Yes. I went through it, and let me tell you something, it ain't pretty.
Yeah.
It was emotionally, mentally, physically exhausting. As we said at the beginning of this podcast, we are not here to advocate divorce.
Not at all.
We are pro-family, but if you feel like this is what you need to do for you, ladies, just do your homework first. So we certainly hope that you got something out of this podcast.
Right.
We always do. Yeah, absolutely.
All the time.
We're so grateful that you tuned in. Of course, we are all over social media. You can find us everywhere.
Yeah, you can. And we always ask that you subscribe to our Chick to Chick on YouTube, because then you lucky person you, you're going to get a ding every Monday when there's a new podcast and we have something else we're chirping about.
Yep. So we will be back next week to chirp about another topic. Thank you.